Oya wea wakan dokya tatanko yateke. Na wichoni o yateke na wachozani na woke. Na chanupa ake wo choza wakeshne. Tokashla akeo, nibidakya pina mushika. Wea dokya po wana pepe. Tatanko vi doya wana. Tatanko yateke. Na lakota o yate na wachozani woke. No abeza wachitanko. Nibidakya. Long, long ago, there were two warriors walking out in the plains. These warriors were in search of food for their camp. Their camp was starving. As they were walking upon the cliffs, upon the hills, they noticed a whirlwind. And when the whirlwind settled, there before them stood a beautiful woman. One man, being very humble, being very brave, and being very generous, looked at her and he said, "She is sacred." The other man, being of foolishness, being of selfishness and greed, looked at her, and his intentions were bad. And the other young warrior said, "No, she is something of sacredness. We must respect her because she is a woman of sacredness." Thank you. looked at the other young man and she said, I know you have a good heart. You are a strong person and you are here for your people. She told this young warrior how to prepare their camp, how to build a feast, and how to make the circle of life. And then she said, go now and tell you. Go now. As he returned to his camp, he told his chiefs, he said, I'm out on the prairie. We approached a very mysterious thing, a very beautiful woman that told me how to come to you, how to give us instructions on how to prepare our camp in the circle, the entrance towards the east. She told us how to prepare the feast and how to make the teepees, and how to put a teepee in the center to represent the Great Spirit. So these things were done, and then sure enough, in 4 days, the whole camp gathered and they heard a woman singing. She stopped the first time at the gate entrance. She lay down. When she stoned up, she was a black buffalo. As she walked farther, she lay down, and as she rolled over and she stood up, she became the yellow buffalo. And she walked farther, and as she lay down and stood up, she became a red buffalo. And as she walked farther, she lay down, and she stood up, and became the white buffalo. And she walked out into the prairie and disappeared, and the people hollered, "Hiya!" Strong for us because you are the Buffalo people. Doctor.